are. Welcome to TYG Podcast Episode 39. I'm your host for this evening. My name is Jay. With me tonight, we have Lorenzo to my left.
What's going on?
We have Trevor returning.
Hello.
We have Mike.
I don't know why we have to do this every week.
You want to know why?
I don't know why we have to do this. Hey, hello, how's it going? Why can't you say Lorenzo, Trevor, Mike,
look at this guy.
G, Jay?
Don't speak until you're spoken to.
I never really know what to say here. Just hi.
Yeah, hi's good.
Am I saying hi to you?
If someone says
hi to people,
if someone, I'm introducing you.
Honest question, what's saying hi to Hollow Andrew?
Whatever his name is.
Hologram.
Yeah.
If I'm saying your name, you say hello. It's rude otherwise.
Well, apparently you found plenty to say in going off in your 10-minute rant about how we did the intros.
Yeah.
So.
That at purpose.
Doesn't seem to be that much of a problem for you.
That at purpose.
All right. If you didn't hear
the first thing you did today.
If you didn't hear me, John, G's here. And we're going to get into speed round news, except today it's super speed round news because we got no fucking time, guys. First game news story involves The Binding of Isaac. You guys know what that game is?
What happened now?
No, nothing happened. It's being remade for PC. So people who already own the game will get an update with new content, all this bullshit. It's coming out for consoles and mobile devices.
Huh.
So you guys have less than a minute to talk about this because it's super speed round news. Well, you want to talk about it? I don't give a fuck. I like this game.
How's it being remade?
Oh, well...
Like, what are they doing?
They're adding more stuff. All it's right. Like the expansion. Okay, sure. They're just adding more stuff.
Oh, they already had one. This was another expansion.
So they're going to rebind Isaac?
Yes.
Excellent. Hey, I'm glad I got that game for a dollar, so...
He's going to be on the rebound.
Exactly. Well, they stuck him in the cave. It's all good stuff. No one wants to talk about Binding of Isaac.
I really like the game. I don't really know. I don't know
what they could add to make it better. Really,
yeah.
More stuff to do. There's a lot of
like
shit to
what?
Do.
What? There's so much stuff to do. Every time I play the game, it's always different.
Yeah.
You know what they can add to make it better? Paragon levels.
There you go. He just fixed the problem.
There you
with Binding
go.
Of
he
Isaac.
Just solved it.
Yeah. Binding of Isaac has now been done. I don't even think they're gonna do that. They're not smart enough.
I never say never, man.
I don't know, I like what's his name? McMillan? McDumman? McMillan?
It's a great game. I actually haven't
McMillan?
Beat
like
the game yet. So.
McBowles?
I haven't beat the game yet. But the only thing I have to say, I guess, about the game that I don't really like is they don't really, like, you get it, they just get to keep playing it.
Are you going
to
articulate your thought in any
yeah,
in
trouble here.
Couple minutes?
I know they say that you have to, like, just go through the game and items appear and it gets a little bit easier as you keep doing it because you get better, but you don't actually level up or anything, so.
Done.
It's all good. Boom. That's the Binding of Isaac.
Now we get harps. We got a harpist, guys. We kidnapped the harpist. She's bound.
All right, next news story involves Square Enix. Square Enix has announced Core Online, a new cloud gaming service enabling players to play console-quality games straight from their web. Apparently, there's like these games. Some of these games are free, too. Lorenzo wants to say something. Go
free is still too high a price, given the quality you're likely to get from Square Enix.
Probably.
Is it like OnLive?
Actually, it is, but it's not.
Okay.
Because the way it works is there's ads riddled into the service.
Oh, good.
And yeah. For every ad that you watch, you get a certain amount of gameplay time built on. Like, so if you, like, watch, like, ad, yeah, I think the most you can get is 60 minutes built up. So you can play an hour of a game. Then you have to watch more ads to play the game more. It's stupid.
This is like the logical extension of them, like, making you play for 10 minutes to watch 60 minutes worth of cutscenes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. You gotta run up a hallway.
So wait a minute. Yeah, you won't even be actually playing anything.
No,
you're watching ads to watch cutscenes. So when are you actually doing anything?
Yeah.
So you might as well just buy a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the same thing.
Or just go on Hulu. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's free. Well, we're Canadian.
Or Crackle.
Crackle,
same thing.
Crackle's garbage.
Someone just needs to boss.
That's it, done.
Alright, last game news story. I'm happy about this, even though, like, I already own all these games. You guys know the Phoenix Wright games?
Yeah.
They're all coming to iOS this fall.
I already have some of them on iOS.
You do?
I have the first one.
Oh, I thought... Okay, well, the rest of them are coming to iOS.
Yeah, I have the first one. It's good.
Honestly, those are some of the best games I've ever played.
Objection.
Those games are... I will object all over your face. Those games are amazing.
I almost just spit my Coke all over the room.
Directly onto his laptop.
That was terrible.
It's not the first time I've turned someone into a puntana.
You've turned yourself into a puntana.
Oh. No, I turned him into a puntana.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's just a great...
Well...
Well, so much for that topic.
I just want to say, like, the games that are coming are basically Ace Attorney, which is whatever, yeah. That's already there, Justice for All, and Trials and Tribulations. So, it's basically the three.
It's the three. I have the first one.
I can't wait for the movie.
Didn't that already happen
in Japan?
Yeah, but I'm waiting
for it. Is he going to make the Death Note movie? Because that was bad.
No, this one actually looks good.
Oh, okay.
You watched the Death Note movie, the Japanese one?
Mm-hmm.
Was it bad?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was it really bad?
Yes.
It was really bad.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Alright.
That's all she wrote, kids.
We are moving on to tech news.
Tech news!
Alright.
And that was the sound of Jade.
Yes, the first tech news story involves Samsung Canada. And this isn't really news, it's just hilarious. Samsung Canada. No, I'm not even talking about that. Samsung Canada. They had a loyal customer in Canada named Shane.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he has a Galaxy S, he has a Samsung laptop, he has a Samsung HD TV, and he was just like, oh, I love Samsung stuff. So what Samsung did was they sent him a custom-made Galaxy S3 that has a very poorly drawn picture of a dragon on it. Like, you guys need to look this up.
I've seen it. Are they trolling him?
I don't know if they're trolling him. They were just like, yeah, man. This is, and the home screen has that dragon on it, too. The box has the dragon on it.
But it's custom.
Yeah, it's a custom Galaxy S3, man. I wish I had this Galaxy S3.
So did I.
That's awesome.
It's got a bitchin' fucking dragon on it, man.
Yeah.
How many people can say they have a bitchin' dragon on their Galaxy S3?
Poorly drawn dragons is probably the best thing. You guys watch Strong Bad?
Yeah.
Trogdor, the Burninator.
Yeah. Burninating the villagers.
Burninating the peasants.
Yeah, well, the peasants, that's what it was. Peasants.
There you go. They even had the Trogdor game.
Yep. Yeah.
And they had the song, and I think it was one of the Rock Band games.
Yeah, it was on
Trogdor.
To be fair, so was the Stalker song from the Colbert Report, which I also enjoy.
Yeah. Anyways, you only have a few seconds. I want to say wicked Samsung for sending nickels.
Samsung. That's not the story. Apparently, that story is not true. I hate to break your guys.
Yeah. Oh, it's not?
Yeah, I just got confirmation on that. But we can still talk about it.
Yeah.
That ruined everything. I don't even want to be on the podcast.
They're not buying a Samsung phone anymore.
Give them
a dragon.
I'm going to tell you guys this right now. All the tech news story has to do with Samsung today.
Awesome.
You want to know why? Because I didn't really look too much for it.
There's nothing.
All right, the next news story involves Samsung again with the Galaxy Note 2. It just got announced today. It has a 5.5-inch HD Super AMOLED display, 720p screen, which is actually a little bit... Well, it's got a few less pixels, 80 less pixels on the... Well, whatever. The old one was 1280 by 800. This one's 1280 by 720. Hmm. But whatever, it's also got a 1.6 quad-core Equinox processor, 2 gigabytes of RAM, an 8-megapixel camera, and it also has better of the S Pen usage, whatever the heck it is. So yeah, it's another Note, guys. Do you guys care about the Note?
Nope.
No.
It's very popular, apparently.
Yeah, well, I don't care, but I understand for a lot of people, I understand the appeal, because once you have something like a Nexus 7, and you're like, this is awesome, but then you're walking around with a cell phone and a Nexus 7 all the time. The concept behind the Note is instead of having a phone and a tablet, you have a phone that is a tablet.
Yeah.
And it's like ultra portable. A lot of like people who fly around for business a lot really like them for that reason.
Yeah, they're very big in Europe as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're very big everywhere.
Well, yeah. But yeah, now we got the Note.
Especially in Japan. And we went there.
Yeah, right. Hmm? I don't know. I've used a Note
before. I don't know about that.
I think it's okay.
Yeah. I saw someone with it yesterday, so.
I wanted to bring up, last week we answered C-Man's question, which is Jay's favorite username on our website.
I hate your name, buddy.
I think he's a big fan.
He never like said anything about, we answered his question about the Nexus thing. I know we talked about the Note, but hey, if we answered your question, if we made it easier for your choice, let us know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's a feedback, goddammit.
We don't answer questions for nothing.
Tactile discussion.
We'll send G after you.
All right, this last news story is apparently false, but it's still hilarious.
It's still quite entertaining.
It was reported on a few places that, well, apparently this was a rumor and this isn't true, and I'll tell you guys why after, that Samsung rolled over to Apple after the lawsuit, which they recently just lost. We can talk about that in a little bit if you guys want, but we only have a minute to talk about it, so whatever. They rolled up with like 30 trucks all filled with nickels to pay the $1 billion. Now, apparently this isn't true, and this just comes from like a couple of news sites saying that there's no way it can be true because... the fine isn't even payable yet because the jury hasn't... all you have is the jury's verdict. The judge hasn't deliberated on whether or not he wants to raise the thing or lower the thing. So if they did go out and pay $1 billion in nickels, it's a bit preemptive. But I like the idea of them going... Like, they should steal this idea now.
Yeah, they should.
Man, they should definitely do this.
Yeah, they should just do it. Because if they do, I will buy a Samsung. And I already have a Samsung TV. I have Samsung appliances at home. I will go get a phone. I'll do it.
I think they should one up the story and pay them in pennies.
Oh, that's a lot of trucks.
That's a lot of trucks. That's a lot of copper. I'm pretty sure if you have that much copper, you can melt it down and just make more money. Apple would probably be happy if they start making iPhones with that.
No, a penny. No. Well, the Canadian penny.
It would cost too much to ship it to China to be put together with slave labor.
Oh.
No, and true.
The actual Canadian penny has like 0.1% copper in it.
Yeah, we're talking about the American penny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the statistics on that. I don't know the ratio. Is that it? Is that speed news?
That is the super speed round news because we have too much shit to talk about tonight. All right, first thing, we're gonna get right into it, guys. This is our post Fan Expo podcast because we've been covering Fan Expo this weekend.
Yeah, I haven't.
Well, you haven't because
the rest of us have.
Yeah.
G didn't decide he didn't want to show up.
Well, no, he didn't decide he didn't want to show up. He's like
he had a legitimate reason.
Yeah,
there was
he's
sluts.
Still alive. I didn't kill him, therefore his reason must have been legitimate.
Yeah. There was no sluts involved. Yes, let's be serious here.
Oh no, there were sluts at my work. There's sluts at my work.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right. The first thing I want to get into talking about.
I can't disclose
the new one.
What?
What?
All right.
Do you not read what's on the prompter?
Well, no, I thought the first thing was this one, but that's actually been moved down to this one, right?
Right.
I'm Ron Burgundy? At
your instigation, they were switched.
Yeah.
Baxter! Oh, God.
All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about, since there was so much cosplay going around in the Fan Expo thing. Guys, what was the favorite cosplay that you've seen over the weekend?
Back to the Future Transformer car.
Who was dressed as a girl and didn't have a penis. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
See, that happened quite often.
Yeah,
that happened quite often.
This is the reason why I'm very sad that Mark isn't here this week, this podcast, because he had the best story.
Yeah, he does.
Can you process the story?
I'll tell the story. So he was taking a picture. I was with him. He was taking a picture of these three girls that were dressed up like Avengers, but they were like girl versions. So like Lady Captain America, Lady Thor, Lady, I can't remember the last one, Iron Man, I think it was. I actually don't remember.
Yeah.
One of them specifically was a guy.
Yeah.
And when he didn't notice until after, but he took the picture and he's like, thanks, ladies. he wanted to say ladies, but then noticed, oh shit, one of these things is not like the other. Yeah, so it's a ladies. And he just walked away. And I go, wow, that was really rude. And I followed him when he walked away. And I go, what happened? He's like, one of them was a guy. He's like, totally stunned. And I'm like, all right, well, you know. First Fan Expo cross-dresser, not surprised, didn't think it was going to happen this soon, we just got there.
No, you see that kind of stuff all the time. You see women dressing up as men dressing up as women.
We just got there.
I saw one cross-dresser.
I did.
Alright. Do you want to tell us about it?
I don't know what he was dressed as, but I'm not trying to say I'm racist here. It's a black guy dressed as a female character from an anime, I guess. The outfit he was wearing was like, had like a skirt, of, you know, silver white wig. And he had makeup on. I was like, oh god.
So you more or less described like half the female characters in anime, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
right. But this was literally a guy.
Yeah, well.
It was kind of creepy.
So you described 10% of the female characters in anime.
Yes.
Because it's a dude.
Yeah, I do. Well, I do have a favorite, but you can.
Alright. My favorite, which I don't know if any of the rest of you that were there saw it, there was a guy dressed up as the Unicorn Gundam. And it was like, it wasn't like one of those cheap, like, cardboard kind of deals. It was like, this thing must have been made out of, like, foam rubber.
Wow.
Because it had, like, the light-up thing in the center of the antenna lit up green. And it was, like, fucking for real.
How did we not get a picture of that?
Because my camera was, somebody else had my camera.
How did we not? I didn't say specifically. How did Lorenzo not get a
picture? Because I didn't have my SLR, because that was somebody else's job.
And then he was dangerously approaching your back.
What day was this?
Front. I'm not you.
No, that's true.
What if you're going to ask us for specific dates, we, like me and Lorenzo and Trevor specifically, we were gone by the third day.
There was ample coverage.
We were hallucinating.
I think it was Saturday. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, well then there's a very good reason why we didn't get it on Saturday.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
My favorite, I saw it briefly, but a friend of mine captured and posted on her Facebook. But it was a boyfriend and girlfriend duo who were dressed as Joker and Harlequin, but it wasn't the regular version. The Harlequin was dressed as Slave Leia, and the Joker was dressed as Luke Skywalker. Like, the outfit was the Joker, but he had a lightsaber, he had the long hair, he had, like, the Jedi robe, but done in the Joker style. And then, Slave Leia Harlequin. Like,
a cosplay of a cosplay.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then he has a lightsaber out, and on the lightsaber says, like a, you know, like, you know, the gun says boom.
Yeah.
Across the lightsaber.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Meta cosplay.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I saw the picture, and I was like, oh, my. I saw him briefly. I was like, what the heck was that? I didn't know what it was. And then today, she shared the picture, and I was like, that is awesome. Because the amount of work that went into it was pretty awesome.
It's pretty creative, actually. I do like
because it's two characters from one series cosplaying as another, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say there was a lot of impressive cosplays out there. I was running around the show floor for most of the days taking a lot of pictures. I mean, I believe on Friday and Sunday, that job was mostly Mark and Mike's. Yeah. But on Saturday and Sunday,
I was
running around doing that, and my God. Friday and Saturday. Sunday you were, yeah. So many days, they all just blended together.
Well, I remember when I was waiting for you guys. Thursday, waiting for you guys. I'm sure you saw her. The girl was dressed as Black Cat with the boobs that were like popping out almost like halfway out. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, something there didn't seem right.
Yeah, definitely not.
There was something
genuine that was part of the costume.
And I was still.
It was impressive, nonetheless. Yeah. There was some serious heavy artillery.
Huge tracks of land.
See, if I were to say, like, to pick a favorite cosplay, like, for me, it's not even that much of an impressive one. It's just, I believe this guy has actually done it before. It was the Cabbage Man from Avatar.
Oh.
Mostly because he actually brought a fucking cart full of cabbages and, like, dressed up. Well, he didn't really dress up entirely like that guy, but that guy was hilarious.
So that's why there were all these fucking people standing around taking pictures holding cabbages.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so confused.
We got a picture, of said cabbage people.
Cabbage people?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know what was going on.
Have you guys not seen the Avatar show?
No, I don't watch Avatar.
I've seen it.
It's a pretty decent show that was made by a company in America.
Ooh. That's the one with the guy that kind of looks like Krillin?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically Krillin.
He has it handed to him all the time.
He doesn't get paralyzed.
Or killed, or blown up, or...
Yeah. So, but like...
I need a Senzu bean. It's his only line. Throughout all of Dragon Ball.
Well, the moment I saw this guy, I just saw him, like, hauling this cart of cabbages down an escalator. I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Like, but this guy's done this before.
Yeah.
Like, he's been here a couple of years. He brings it, like, every year. It's hilarious. I just like the fact that he has cabbages.
And there's also... I didn't catch it, but I saw a picture of... this guy was cosplayed from Half-Life 2, that robot.
Someone was dressed up as dog as well.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
I saw that one, but I wasn't able to get a photograph.
I saw a photo of it, like, that's pretty impressive.
No, that was a very impressive costume. You know, there was legitimately a lot of impressive costumes at this expo.
That's why I like Fan Expo.
I was actually pretty excited.
They actually get better and better
every year.
Yep.
And you guys, any other ones out there that you want to mention? Because we already said our favorites, but there was the
Toronto Maple Leaf Iron Man.
Well, he wasn't actually, he was basically just a blue Iron Man, but like,
he had the Maple Leaf drawn on.
Oh,
he
did?
Man.
Yeah.
He had the Toronto Maple Leaf logo. And, you
know, I wasn't close enough to see him.
So he's like Iron Man, except he loses every fight.
Yeah.
I do like how Mark actually knew who was dressed as Pedo Bear on Sunday.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. He's like, Pedo Bear! And he like waves, because we have to wait to get him to take a picture. So he runs up to him, and the guy takes a picture, like, doing some, like, pretty obnoxious pose, and then he's like, thanks.
No, don't say it was obnoxious. It was like he was doing the devil horns, man.
But he had his... But it doesn't matter anyways. The guy lifted up the Pedo Bear mask, and he's like, I know you. And Mark was, like, completely freaked out.
To me, the most shocking part of this story is that the guy dressed as Pedo Bear wasn't Mark.
you have to inform the listeners why that's funny, because they're not going to get it. I think we should tell them. Should we tell them?
No, let's not implicate Mark.
It's a mystery left unsolved.
I don't want to get Mark. I don't want to get Mark arrested.
I'm sure they can put two and two together.
His girlfriend's not actually that young. We just make fun of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My favorite was definitely Black Kryptonite Supergirl.
Mm. Yeah, I saw her.
I saw photos of that. Her blue eyes, which are clearly contacts, look like they could burn my retinas.
That's because she literally. That's how it is in the book. That's like those eyes are like you can see them from
anywhere.
Space.
Yeah, like it's insane.
Yeah.
But she did a really good job with the costume, and the best part was she had to carry the book around with her because people didn't know who she was. Because they're like, why is Supergirl in black? And she's like, oh, it's from this series. You see, I'm this one right here.
So she came prepared.
She did, yeah.
You know what? I'm surprised. I'm surprised there weren't so many...
Actually, it's hot.
I'm not sure what it's called, but what's the... You know how there's Captain Marvel in the DC Universe, how there's, like, the girl version, I think Mary Marvel?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there wasn't any of the black Mary Marvel, because that was really popular the last couple of years.
Mm.
Another impressive one I saw, I think it was like the first day.
And by black, I mean black costume.
Yeah.
Mind you, I did see a black Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
I saw that. Or, sorry, Miss Marvel from the DC universe. Which, that was a very good costume.
But another impressive one I saw was this couple who, from Game of Thrones, were dressed as Khal Drogo and, what's her name?
Oh, yeah, they were there last year.
They looked exactly like
that. They were there last year, too. I remember seeing that.
I saw them, like, holy crap, they look exactly like who they're cosplaying as.
Yeah, that was good.
It was pretty impressive.
That was pretty good.
There's also a bunch of Power Rangers running around.
You know what? The white Power Ranger costume was actually really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed.
I actually saw a full team of, like, I guess it's one of the newer Power Rangers teams. There was a full team on Saturday morning. There was a full team of other, of a different type of Power Rangers running around. Wow. Yeah, there was a lot of people dressed as Ezio or older Ezio.
Actually, or older Ezio.
Or dead Ezio. I mean,
yeah, older Ezio was actually cool. I liked him in the game. But, Mark and I actually talked to one of the guys that dressed up as... he had the best costume, I'd say, of Ezio. And he actually fully made the thing entirely on his own. And wow. He was explaining to us, like, piece by piece. Like, where he put it together and how he, like, measured it. Like, scaled it from, like, the actual...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Wow.
I don't know, I guess figure, I guess you would call it. Character model.
And the fact that we don't have footage of that is proof that we were one camera short this year. And we will rectify that for next year's Fan Expo.
Next year's Fan Expo, Mark and I are going to be doing TYG on the move. We're going to actually dress up and go and talk to other cosplayers.
You just want to dress up because you want to cover your hideous faces.
Wait, no, I'm not dressing up because I'm going to cover my...
I'm
going
right now.
Okay. I'm kidding. I'm just taking a shot
I'm gonna
at
cover,
you,
I'm going to cover... That's fine. You can call me ugly all you want.
Mark cannot wear a costume that covers up his eyes.
That's true. We can't. Like, we just need to, like, extend... The eyes need to be as bright as that Supergirl. There you go.
Actually, we talked about it. Mark is going to be dressed up as Nightwing.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Most likely. So his
eyes
record...
His eyes are our own little skits with it.
Like, perfect view.
It's all matter.
But actually, the reason why I want to dress up is I want to hide the GoPro, which I'm going to be, like, using.
So. Oh, you're going to hide the GoPro?
Yeah.
You got to tell people they're being filmed, then.
No.
You can't just hide a GoPro.
Yes, you can.
Well, it's going to be part of the costume.
Okay. Well, then whatever. All right.
Just because I don't have to walk around the camera. It'll look better.
But,
no, don't be lazy.
When it came to all the assassins, I saw a lot of assassins, a lot of Templars. The funniest moment for me was, I think it was Sunday when we all sort of split up.
Did someone jump off a table?
No. They were all at the Ubisoft booth playing the Assassin's Creed demo. Uh-huh. And it was literally Templars versus assassins playing against each other in the game, outside the game. It was quite entertaining.
That's pimp.
And my buddy Jay gave them all, like, t-shirts and everything.
That's awesome.
For pulling that off. It was quite awesome.
That's pretty cool.
And, you got it. I'll have to share it later, but a video of my buddy Jay dancing to Just Dance 4. Oh, dear God. I love the guy dearly, but oh, dear Lord.
You guys, on my phone, I'm going to put this on the very end after all our Fan Expo coverage is done. It's not even a very long clip, but during... I forget which day it was because I was literally just running on energy drinks for this entire ordeal.
Probably Saturday.
But there was a moment where the Just Dance 4 stage was filled with guys.
Oh, stormtroopers?
No, not stormtroopers. Though I did see that one too. But there was guys who, I don't know where they got them, but they had horse face masks. And there was like five guys with horse face masks just dancing. They'll be okay. That sort of deal.
You have to post that so I can send that.
I need to find. I know I recorded some of it, and it was like a fever dream for me. I was like, "Is this really happening? What's going on?
How much Monster have I consumed?
Not enough."
Man, I was. What was that booth that had the energy drinks there?
Oh, Rain.
I kept doing trips there. I'm like, "Yeah, another one." And then the girl there was just like, "Jeez, you keep coming back." I'm like, "I need it."
She's like, I can't legally sell this to you. You're like over the limit.
She wasn't selling it, so that's the good thing.
They're just handing it up.
No, that's not true. Last day they were selling for $2.50.
Guys, no, but the full cans. They were giving the samples.
But they were selling the full cans at the end of the con.
Yeah, but the samples they were giving out for free the entire time. Anyways, if you guys are interested in the whole cosplay galleries, we have four of them, one for each day. You can check them out on our website.
There's penis, be warned.
Oh, you found it.
Oh, yes, it is.
Be warned, look out for the purple penis.
I see a lot of penis in my day.
Admiral Akbar warns you.
Yeah, it's a trap.
And there's at least one trap that I bet you won't find. In fact, if you find the trap picture, we're not playing that game.
We will not be associated with that.
There's actually more than one trap picture. But regardless, whatever, shit happens. We're going to move on. We're going to talk more about Fan Expo since, my God, we spent the entire weekend doing it. All right, so out of you guys who were actually there, and actually to a lesser extent G, because he was able to watch some of the panels because he was editing.
I edited some.
I'd like to ask, which was your favorite celebrity panel?
For me, it was a close race, but I gotta say John Rhys-Davies was amazing. I found that panel really entertaining and educational. I thought he was like really able to give a lot of insight to himself, but also still be funny. And so I really liked that. But the Kate Mulgrew panel was a close second for me because she was awesome as well.
I just want to say about the John Rhys-Davies panel, like the first 10 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like, yeah, so if you want to be an actor, and it just goes off on that crazy tangent that was like just so friggin' deep. I was like, this is the greatest, like, this, wow. I was like floored. I only watched the first 10 minutes and I was like, I don't even want to watch this. Next.
Done. Quick thing. John Rhys-Davies, he was the Gimli, right? Yeah. All right.
Okay, so, that reminds me. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about it is like, I find that people tend to ask kind of simple and often repetitive questions in Q&A sessions with celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I liked the best about John Rhys-Davies' panel was they basically treated every question as more or less a jumping off point to talk about whatever the hell he wanted
mm-hmm.
and go on his tangents. And I think that that's actually one of the things that made his panel so much better than a lot of the other panels would have turned out based on the questions.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
My favorite is actually a three-way tie between LeVar Burton, John Rhys-Davies, and Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd was entertaining, especially when, I think you were there, when the person asked him about the talk of a reboot coming of Back to the Future and how Justin Bieber wants that to be his first movie role. No, it gets better. When that question... Gee, don't you have to come back here to listen to this. When that question was asked to him, he paused and he said... Not a chance. Not gonna happen.
Hope so.
God, no, there's no way. That
yeah, there's no way.
Like, you need an actual actor exactly. to act in that movie.
And then with LeVar Burton, the reason why I liked him is because when he started off his panel, he was talking about when they got together at Calgary, the whole cast, and how he immediately threw an insult to Patrick Stewart
mm-hmm.
by calling him Sir Patrick Asshat. Like, that killed me. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, like you said, if you can't throw your friends under the bus, who can you throw?
Exactly. Like, how can you mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that. And then, of course, John Rhys-Davies, the whole, when he asked, like, when he did the quote from Milton, like, no one in the whole entire room
got it. Like, whoever gets asked for his question.
And, like, I knew what it was, but I didn't want to blur it out, so I'm like, I'm just going to sit there and just shut up. And then,
no one in the province is agreed to Milton.
No, my favorite line from him, though, in the thing, you can attest to this, is when he said you can't cure stupid. It's true.
Well, that was him talking specifically about the Sliders writers, right?
Yep.
I really loved Sliders as a kid.
Yeah, same
like
here.
I actually recently, after listening to that panel, I watched with a friend the first couple of episodes of Sliders. They literally do not waste time like just copying movie plots.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of sad because there was a lot of potential in that show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, he's just
completely right. Yeah. And I do like how after he basically like shit-talked Sliders for a good 15-20 minutes, the next guy's like, well, I just wanted to say Sliders is one of my favorite shows.
And he's like,
this guy's got some balls.
Yeah. That was awesome.
But that was a very good panel, yes.
But Christopher Lloyd was one of my... I think Christopher Lloyd probably the second for the three-way tie because at one point when he was discussing how he enjoys playing the evil character... made me kind of happy because he did one part from Who Framed Roger Rabbit where he's talking about how you only want to take a a cartoonish shoe and dip into the acid. Seeing him do that sort of like pose and everything, I remember that scene from the movie.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised no one brought Pagemaster with him.
He actually brought back a memory for me when he mentioned Dennis the Menace because I completely forgot he was in that movie, but like the part where he steals the kid's apple and scares the shit out of the kid.
Yep.
Like, apparently that kid was actually terrified of him. Like, he traumatized some poor child actor.
And every time he'd come near him, he'd hide it behind his mom. Yeah.
Do you have your panel?
Yeah, I liked...
Since you're going this way?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going last.
I liked Jay from Ubisoft, actually. I thought it was a pretty...
That was a good panel.
I actually didn't see the panel. I wasn't there.
Very useful panel.
But it was pretty insightful.
Mm-hmm. So. He knows what he's doing. I mean...
Yeah. And we're going to steal everything he ever said and use it to make the segment.
Like, he was my boss for half a year when I was at Game Focus. Yeah. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
He sounds like a really smart guy. Oh, and actually, if you haven't seen his panel, I think you should watch it.
All right, definitely watch. If you're interested at all in getting in, like,
the journalism
biz or anything at all.
Don't watch it. We don't want the competition.
Well, if you live in Canada and you start watching that, we'll find you. They'll send me. I'll kill you.
No, we won't.
Unless you're a fan, then I'll just give you a t-shirt and tell you to stop watching.
All right, so, yeah. You mentioned that you liked the Gimli panel, but you only watched its first 10 minutes. So what was your actual favorite
panel? The Game Over panel, because I watched the entirety of it.
So you, is that the only one you watched the entirety of?
No, I watched the LeVar Burton one, but like, Kate Mulgrew just killed it.
Oh, hilarious. A lot of people like her.
She did a very good job, yeah.
She was hilarious, though. She was killing me. I was laughing out loud.
Yeah, like, I watched that panel, and I'm definitely outside the box on this one. I don't know anything about Star Trek. Like, besides that new reboot movie that came out,
so
yeah, no idea. I know nothing. I know what the ship looks like. But regardless of that, she was actually very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I like that she's like, I didn't know anything about Star Trek, and I learned very quickly what I needed to know because there was a fan base that was like,
they'll
kill me. Yeah. So good on her.
Yeah. So, I just want to point out that I actually used to watch Star Trek on Saturdays. I didn't watch cartoons because cartoons are for stupid people. No offense. So I used to literally watch like the first Star Trek with like Shatner. Then right after that was Next Generation, and then right after that was Voyager, and then right after that was Deep Space Nine. It was the whole friggin' day. It was like from 10 to I don't know 2. Anyways, I used to watch all of them.
Yeah.
And when she was talking about how in the first season her hair kept changing and her outfit kept changing, it was literally, I don't know if you've ever seen the first season it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
She had like one episode she'd have a bun, the next minute she'd have like flat, long hair, and the next bald. Like in the Delta Quadrant, they changed her hair every 10 seconds. There was a hairstylist on the spaceship.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Like, it was unbelievable. I just started laughing because I'm like, I freaking remember that.
Yeah.
And that's not something you think you'd remember.
No, definitely not.
You want to know why you remember that? Because that was before you knew anything about female genitalia.
Yeah. Yep. Jamie was the closest thing to female contact they ever had when I was 10.
Yeah, you just guys remind me of that fucking...
But now he knows what female genitalia is, and he doesn't watch Star Trek on Saturday morning anymore.
No, that's because, well, ESG happened and ruined everything.
Yeah. Another highlight for me from the LeVar Burton panel was when, I think it was the first question, when the person asked if he would sing along to the theme of Reading Rainbow.
That's wicked.
And that made me seriously feel super old, because I remember waking up as a kid watching Next Generation and then Reading Rainbow right after.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then right when everyone started singing and all stuff, it's like, oh, this is like a blast from the past. And then he asked the entire crowd, who grew up with Reading Rainbow? Everyone but maybe 3 or 4 people put their hand up. He's like, wow, you guys are old.
And those 3 people were illiterate. Actually, for me, it was a bit different. For me, I'd watch Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, the video game, the game show.
That game show was amazing!
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Then Reading Rainbow would be on, and then after that, Bill Nye the Science Guy would be on.
Yeah, Bill Nye!
I miss Bill Nye the Science Guy.
We could get him to become a fan.
He died.
No!
No, he did. Yeah, no, he did. I'm not even kidding. I saw it on Twitter. Like,
I think we need a moment.
There's
of
no way Bill Nye is dead.
I'm going to look this up.
There's like the bullshit that happened today.
Bill Nye is dead. I don't want to live in this world.
It's like the bullshit that happened with Bill Cosby today. Someone said he died, he didn't.
I, you know what? It could be a lie, but
all right, you know what? We're not fact-checking a podcast. This isn't happening. He lives.
Prompter.
Bill Nye lives. Since I actually didn't mention my favorite panel yet, I guess, I'm just going to go ahead and say that for celebrities, it was definitely the Stan Lee panel. And I don't know if you guys watched that, but I thought he was just hilarious with the way he explained things. Like, how he was just like, I was basically lazy. I was like, I had the fucking... the cosmic rays. What's that? The gamma rays. They were born with it. What do you want from
born
me?
Born this way, yeah.
I don't know. I thought that he was very... like, he's pretty old, but
he's
like,
getting kind of kooky.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to think that he was always kind of kooky. Otherwise, how could you invent things like fucking Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four? Yeah. Like,
you gotta have respect for Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't have a horse in this race because I don't follow comics that closely. But there are a lot of people who don't have a lot of nice things to say about Stan Lee out there. So, but like, he was funny on his panel. So,
well, yeah, it's because of him. No, he was Avengers funny. Made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because they couldn't find a scene, right?
Yeah,
so they gotta keep watching.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. I've never heard anything bad of Stan Lee, though. I'm sure tons of people have.
Opinions, but yeah. I mean, the guy created a lot of really cool shit. So
yeah.
Kind of
same with what was the other really big grandfather, Jack Kirby?
Yeah, Jack Kirby.
Right?
Yep.
And he's actually no longer with us.
Yeah,
anymore,
it was actually
his
birthday yesterday.
Yeah, but Jack Kirby was the guy who created stuff like Captain America, a bunch of DC stuff like the New Gods, and I don't really know too much else.
He was pretty much the pioneer. He taught Stan Lee.
Yeah, he basically taught Stan Lee, and then he realized, hey, I'm getting fucked over at this publishing company. I'm going to move to this other one. But now, if you were to ask me, I'd say most publishing companies are probably kind of screwing people over at a certain point. I mean, DC at this point, I just heard Rob Liefeld basically told DC to fuck off. If you guys know who Rob Liefeld is.
Yeah.
You guys know who Rob Liefeld is?
No, I have some idea.
Shoulder pads. It's awesome. But yeah, I don't know. Stan Lee was probably my favorite panel. I guess following that would be, I really enjoyed the Kate Mulgrew Group panel. I really enjoyed the Nana Visitor panel, which we still don't have up, but we will have soon.
It's coming.
And oddly enough, I sort of enjoyed the... I can't remember her name at this point, but it was the voice actress who did Ash from Pokemon and Misty.
Oh, yeah. Vanessa, or Victoria, oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, I feel bad
Victoria
for
Tyler.
I feel bad for not remembering her name, but like she actually had some interesting things to say.
She's
if you
old.
Wanted to... Well, come on, man.
What do you say?
Did she have
old now.
Did she have a conversation with herself as... Ash's mom, Misty, and Ash?
I should have asked her that. No one asked her to do that.
Do you know she played all three of those characters?
No. Yes, she did. Yep. But she had actually a bunch of interesting things to say for if you wanted to get into voice acting. So, like, which is weird because I went to other like voice acting 101 panels in the past, and for the most part, it was just people asking stuff like, you know, what did
you... How do you do this character?
Yeah, how do you do this character? Or, like, what is your favorite moment in Pokemon or other shit? Or Vic Mignogna, who tried to sell us on Catholicism at one point. Who, by the way, Vic Mignogna, he's great to actually watch. Like, if you have a chance to see him talk,
he's
like,
entertaining.
He's an entertaining man. It was just really weird how he tried to sell us on Catholicism at one point. It was like, okay. Thanks for the audio Bible, I guess. What was your favorite moment in Fullmetal Alchemist? I don't know. But no, she actually had some good tips.
Speaking of her, I remember when we were at the Christopher Lloyd panel, I was talking to a guy next to me who went to the DS party, and the way he described it was everyone in that room did not look up at all from their DS. They were literally standing or sitting just glued to their DS.
The DS party?
Or
what was that?
A Pokemon DS party where pretty much they're playing Pokemon whatever with each other.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Shit happens.
But yeah, that's...
All right. Does anyone else got any like panels that they want to mention? All right. Well, then let's move on. We're going to move on to video games on the show. Now, not many people here could actually answer that because honestly, I didn't even get a chance to play very many video games on the show floor.
Few that I could.
But there was a bunch of stuff on the show floor that we know of. I mean, there was Epic Mickey 2 there from Warner Brothers. There was Injustice Gods Among Us, but I'm not sure if that was playable. Do you guys have that
playable?
Yeah.
I didn't.
So, yeah, Injustice Gods Among Us.
There's also Lego Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lego Lord of the Rings.
I didn't get to check out, unfortunately.
Yeah. They had Halo 4, but I'm not sure. Was that actually at the Microsoft booth, or was that...
Yeah, well, it was not really Microsoft. Well, it was just Halo, really.
Yeah, there was just an entire Halo booth. Yeah.
There was just an entire
Halo booth. They did with Halo Reach last year.
Yeah. Sony had God of War Ascension playable, as well as PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale and Madden 13, which...
And NHL 13.
I don't... Well, that I can understand, because we're in Canada. People like
hockey. And there might not be a hockey season next month.
Everybody's going to be playing NHL 13.
What do I have to look forward to in the hockey season? The Leafs losing more?
This is not that type of podcast.
Yeah.
Continue.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Are there any games here that I'm missing? Because there was a bunch more on the show floor.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, there was Assassin's Creed 3.
Zombie U.
Yeah.
Avengers Battle for Earth.
Yeah.
Which looks freaking stupid.
That Kinect Marvel fighting game.
Yeah, that was Avengers Battle for Earth.
Was that what that was?
Right. Yeah, it looks so
good. I didn't even look at what the name was called, because I wasn't really interested.
Dishonored was there, WWE 13.
I didn't see Dishonored at all, actually.
It was in the EB Games area, and like people were crying around. It was the same demo as E3, so it was nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
WWE 13 was there, I got to try that. It's actually fun. They actually fine-tuned it compared to the last version. The controls are a lot more fluid. The characters actually look proper.
Yeah.
They don't look like their face has been blasted with a shotgun or something.
Do they still have the video editor mode where you could get cars to crash into people in parking garages?
I didn't check that.
They fucking better.
that was the best part.
Darksiders 2 was there.
Yeah.
Has anyone played those games?
Darksiders 2?
Yeah. And there was also videos for the new Metro, and you saw it. Lorenzo, the South Park game coming out.
Yeah, that was a kick in the nuts for me. Because I saw it, and I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing. They're going to have like a little demo of it or whatever. Maybe tell us something, and it was literally just the trailer I watched online. Like,
dude, the fact that you can summon Jesus with machine guns is hilarious.
I'm fine with that, but give me something to play. Or don't just throw a video that's playing the trailer. Because I walked up to them like, oh, this is wicked. Let's see what they got. And like, literally, I asked the person. There was a girl standing there, and she's like, no, that's all it is.
Yeah.
For me, the thing that, I mean, I was filming, so I didn't get to play any of these games. But for me, the thing that looked the most impressive, the Halo 4 graphics,
yeah.
I have to say, I'm sorry, but those Halo 4 graphics looked unbelievably sexy.
Apparently, Halo 4 is a lot like COD.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, let's throw that flame more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Exactly yeah. Same.
Also, apparently, people don't like Trevor's gameplay methods very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, fuck
either.
It. When the game comes out, bring it on.
Yeah, he'll challenge you.
Sorry, I didn't actually watch the video, but what was your kill to death?
I got, I think, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 kills and a boatload of assists.
That's because
how
I wasn't.
How many deaths did you have?
A lot of holograms.
He killed a lot of holograms.
I did, yeah. I did a good swarm dive, though.
You fucked up. You fucked up the holograms.
That reminds me. I gotta try to send that to Fails of the Week. I don't know if they're taking Halo 4 Fails of the Week yet on Fails of the Week.
If not, just wait until Halo 4 comes out.
Incidentally, if you've never heard of Fails of the Week, I know it's not
definitely
on our site,
check
but I'll
it
promote
out.
It regardless.
Yeah.
It
it's,
a, it's a weekly feature on AchievementHunter.com, and it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the fails, you look at them, it's like, how the freaking hell do they happen?
Yeah.
Well, all kinds of stuff happens.
Science.
I don't know, Trevor, what other games did you play? Because I know you played Halo, and did you play Assassin's
Halo,
Creed?
I played a little bit of Assassin's. WE13, checked out Darksiders 2, didn't really much like it.
Mm-hmm.
I also got the new Super Mario Bros. 2. It's fun, but it's too easy.
It's a Mario game.
Oh yeah, but you just actually purchased that game. Was Nintendo even there this year?
They were supposed to, but they backed out.
Of course they did.
Oh, that's a shame.
Sorry, speaking of Nintendo, I'm actually interested in Zombie U.
Yeah. I'm looking for it.
Didn't it give Jay a heart attack or some shit?
Well, I was on nothing but caffeine drinks at the time, so
really
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys this right now.
He pukes in his controller.
There's something. There was something weird about the controls there.
You have to look for the
and I'm not right. No, not even that. That I thought was cool because it gives you a whole element of like, holy shit, like it's there for the suspense factor. Like this means that this could actually be a good horror game.
Yes.
But I didn't want to mention this on the actual video because I didn't want to like make the PR lady there feel very uncomfortable. But
he's good at making girls feel uncomfortable.
I'm very good at that.
He's better than me.
I'm fantastic at it.
And that's saying something.
I don't know, the aim, like when I first started playing it, like aiming up and down, it seemed like it was inverted to me almost, but it turns out I was just on energy drinks and fucked up. But the sensitivity on that controller just seems really weird. Like aiming, like you give me an Xbox 360 controller, you give me a PlayStation 3 controller, I have no problems playing first person shooters on that. It seemed a little bit weird, like something was wrong with the analog stick. And I don't know if that was something due to the controller itself, something to do with the controls in the game.
Yeah.
Or maybe even just wear and tear on the controller itself, but something seemed really off. But I still died because I was tired as fuck.
Yeah.
Also, I ran out of bullets, and then zombies ate the fuck out of me.
It's still a dev copy, so I'm sure stuff like that could get
It's an E3 copy, keep in mind. So.
Yeah. But I'm still very interested in the game itself.
Yeah, I'm just
hoping that, like, say if the problem is the controller itself, that they'll let me play the game with, like, the classic controller or something?
Nah, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think you can because you need the second screen.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I'm riding on Jay getting the Wii U, and then I could just leech off of him.
Yeah.
But also, speaking of Wii U, that
you're not
Batman,
allowed to ride me.
Oh, God.
Oh, Batman,
Batman
Rearmored
or Batman Armored or whatever it was there. That's also a Wii U game. Did anybody try that?
No, nope.
I didn't see that at all, actually.
I passed by it, but I didn't actually try it.
The only thing that looks good about that game is the cover. For the box art, that's it.
The box art's nice.
Well, it's basically the same game, so if you already own it, there is no reason to buy
just
it
like
again.
Mass Effect 3 that's coming out for it.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Anybody buys that game on the Wii U is just dumb as shit.
Well, I hear that one's supposed to come with some DLC or something, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's something.
Dumb as shit.
I'm
looking forward to Zombie U, because what they showed at E3 is really smart, where you see the guys playing, and he gets to a door, we have to insert, like, a keypad code.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you have to put the controller off, and you have to tap the screen to do it. When you put the controller down, you see your character looking behind you to see how close the zombies are. The second you pull the controller back up, it goes back up to the keypad. Like, that's a good way of building suspense.
Yeah. I have that hope I've done in that game.
Like, at this point, I want to say that Zombie U was, like, the coolest game that I saw, but I didn't have enough chance to play it because I got murdered too quickly. And the controls seemed a little bit weird on the vertical.
I was hoping for Rayman
Legends. He was
probably
tweaking. He was probably shaking. Sweating cold sweat.
I was definitely sweating. That's
for
sure.
That PR lady probably thought you were going to die.
Well, if she saw my eyes, she saw
the important part was that he kept the PR lady distracted so I could get in a couple of shots of control.
She was also standing really close to him. I think she was afraid he was going to run away with the controller.
Well, it was attached.
Yeah, because it was Fear and Loathing at Fan Expo. That's she was scared.
It was attached. That wouldn't stop anyone.
Fly to water.
She was standing right next to
PR lady country. Just started smacking her.
Even
you'll get it when you watch that movie.
But speaking of, like, it was attached or whatever, but that makes no difference. I remember when I went to a Sony event, someone took off with a PlayStation Move controller.
Really?
Yeah, they managed to get off the attachment that was secured and took off with it.
So someone was a jackass.
Yeah.
Sony was actually giving away free, I guess, action figures at one point.
Oh, that was Sony. If you played the PlayStation All-Stars, you got a little gift bag, as they wanted to call it, which had a figure of one of the characters from the game and a one-month thing of PlayStation.
Yeah, I noticed you can't, you walked away with a stack of those at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Are you going to take advantage of that?
Eventually. What I'll probably end up doing is I'll probably end up putting some of the codes up for, like, giveaways and everything.
That's actually a good idea, yeah.
Only problem is, I found this out, you need to have a valid credit card attached to your account when you use the one-month thing.
Fair enough.
That's their problem, though. We just give them away.
Okay, fair enough, but for the most part, if you're using your PS3, there's a good chance that you have a credit card.
Plus, for Borderlands being the game of the month next month, why not?
Hold on. If you have to... Attaching your credit card to your Sony... like, live account or whatever it's called...
PlayStation Plus.
You might as well just fucking take your card and mail it to, like, Nigeria.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, he's got a point.
It's probably the least secure thing you could do.
Yeah,
he's got a point.
Oh, come on. That hack thing happened a while ago, actually.
You might as well buy something in Russia, a Ferrari.
Because this is going to happen.
All right. If I were to mention, like, what was my actual, like, favorite game that I played on the show floor, it was definitely Assassin's Creed 3 because I got to ram ships. There you go.
Ramming speed.
That was actually me just being tired still, and I was just like, oh shit, there's a ship. Say something funny just so it looks like you're doing it on purpose. Ramming speed.
I never played Assassin's Creed, but I did play the DC fighting game.
You mean Mortal Kombat DC?
Injustice goes.
You know what? That's exactly what I was going to say. It plays exactly like Mortal Kombat.
But that's not a bad thing.
No, because the new Mortal Kombat was actually really good, and I actually liked the fighting in that game. There's no finishers, so unfortunately no fatalities or fatalities of any kind. But what I did find out is that there's special moves that actually, like, can... I guess hinder like hurt other players, but no one actually ever dies.
Well, I guess because it's in the DC universe, there's only Arkham Asylums.
Yeah, which has a revolving door policy.
Yeah, one bad guy goes in, one bad guy goes out.
Exactly. All right. I don't know. Anyone else got any games that they saw they want to talk about?
I wasn't there, so screw all you.
Fuck you.
My two favorites were Halo 4 and WWE 13.
My personal favorite was watching Trevor play Halo 4.
Shut up. That's my personal favorite.
I love how, like, I'm looking at the comments, and honestly, like, I will seriously open up a challenge.
You're going to have to now. Yeah. You think you suck.
No, I will take on the challenge.
Why is this guy shooting holograms? Listen.
So basically,
nobody slept for 3 days.
Exactly. Thank you.
But just so you guys know, spec hologram. Like, that's what you probably should do when you face Trevor. I mean, he'll fall for it every time. We'll make sure he's sleep deprived when you face him. It's okay, guys.
And then I think it was LG had the Call of Duty tournament. I know.
Yeah, but
I
want to talk about
the best part of, like, the hologram with Trevor is that it won't just work for one shot. It'll work for an entire clip.
Well, that's what you need to kill people in that game. If you're not unloading a clip, then you might as well just you're playing the wrong game.
You're playing the wrong game.
Go play COD.
I just want to talk a little bit about Trevor's LG experience, because that girl killed me. Yeah, so she was, like, basically there just, like, I don't work for LG, I don't know anything about this. And then she did a whole interview about it. But, like, the best part, though, was when you were like, so what do you think the price is? She's like, oh, I don't know the price, I don't work for LG. Then literally 3 minutes into the video, she's like, yeah, it's about $3,000. Like, what kind of a ballpark figure is that? I have no idea what the price of this is. 3,000 bones.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, what is she, a goldfish? I don't know the price. $3,000. And the best was like, wow, that's pricey. And she's like, yeah, but, like, you know, now that I've seen it, it's totally worth it. I'm like, what? You didn't know the price, then you knew the price, and now it's worth it because he said that it was pricey. It's like, that girl was so confused. Good for you, though, for putting up with it. Thank you.
No problem.
I actually thought the TV was cool, even though it was basically a carbon copy of the PlayStation TV.
Yeah, that's pretty much
what it was. But it was working on Xboxes, which is what I found interesting.
Yeah,
The tech looked really cool. It was just like the girl at the booth who did not know anything.
Yeah, but literally did know something.
But she did, she knew everything. She just didn't know she knew.
One of us has to go to the brick and find out if it's actually $3,000.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's going to be like $1,000.
Wait, if you see...
That girl is not a credible source for anything except...
Don't say it.
Didn't say it. You guys can just fill in the blanks there. We're that kind of podcast now. We have production quality.
All right.
Say things like that anymore.
All right, let's get off the topic of video games here, because Although I think G just spoke of his favorite moment in Fan Expo, so let's get on to our favorite moments of Fan Expo.
Hey, we're all thinking it.
Yeah, that was his favorite moment in Fan Expo, and it didn't happen to him. Yeah. Fuck, man. What the fuck?
I didn't say it. I just said a sound effect. It could be all anything. Right. Mm-hmm. She's going to be licking ice cream. Cool.
All right, so I'm going to go around the table. I'm going to just disregard everything that he said. And I would like to know, oh my god. Your face is like redder than a tomato.
I'm dying. I can't breathe. I'm trying to hold in my laugh, but it's not working.
No, it's fine. You're good.
I'm sorry.
All right, Mike. Well, just tell me your favorite moment right now.
Out of the whole weekend, my favorite moment was Mark and I, when we were running around taking pictures, we ended up upstairs. We found the Snakes and Lattes place, which was pretty much a room that, if you went in there, you could play any board game that Snakes and Lattes brought for free. You just sit in there, like a gigantic room, and you could pick any game and play. There was people going around teaching you how to play. Coincidentally, they actually weren't selling any games. So they were actually there out of like the goodness of their heart, it seemed like. So good on them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
To do that, because they actually, they were selling one game, the Cards Against Humanity, which we're going to do a review on. But regardless of that, it was pretty cool, and I was pretty happy with that. And they're handing out 10% off, so I got one, so we should go one night. But anyways, favorite moment was on the outside of that. There was a bunch of people dressed up, and because Mark and I were on camera doing to take pictures of cosplayers, we're like, oh, what is this group of people dressed as? So we went up to go talk to one of the guys, and we ended up finding out after he opened his mouth that it was like a LARP thing. And he said something, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he had a very thick accent when he said it. And it was something like, hello, fine lads, the moon is best at the east, or something like that. And what brings you into thine kingdom, or some shit. I don't remember exactly what it was. Mark kind of started talking to him, and I just turned and walked away because I couldn't keep a straight face for the life of me. And I literally just took off. Mark took some pictures. He asked them politely if he could take pictures. They said, yeah. They started giving him, they started throwing him stuff. Like, I'm telling you, like so many brochures and ads and all the places he could go. And I was literally just watching from the other side of the door. And I couldn't
handle it. So you were the creeper in the background.
I couldn't handle it. It was the conversation, the way they, like, walked with themselves. And they were all, I was freaking me out. But anyways, they're hardcore in that thing. It was like that episode of South Park. They can't break character in the Pioneer Village type thing. It was like that. Like, they were 100%. They don't fuck around at all. It's like, it was serious. But anyways, that was my favorite moment.
All right, Trevor, what was your favorite moment?
I have three. The first two.
Yeah, three.
Yes, all right, I do.
Whatever.
This is favorite moment.
I'll concede.
My first one was getting to meet Gavin Blair, the co-creator of Reboot. The guy, honestly, was a pioneer. He still is. Very nice guy. He signed three prints for me and two friends. The second one was Norman Reedus. I got to meet him and got autographs from him, and he also knows about us because I gave him one of our cards.
That's scary.
Quite entertaining. But my third one is pretty much, it is a bit of a breaking news thing for the podcast of a special guest that we're getting. Toronto Batman. I asked him if he wanted to be on a podcast. He said once he's healthy and his schedule's open, he will gladly do it. I've already talked to G. We're going to have it, so he'll pretty much be picked up at my place, and when we drive to where we usually do the podcast, he'll be in the passenger side seat doing
and
his usual thing.
We're
going to
do video of the drive and people's reactions.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be, like,
it's
going to
be Toronto Batman invading
Vault. It's going to be wicked.
Yeah.
And then, even though he's probably not going to listen to this podcast, we're going to get Toronto Spider-Man to call somebody's cell phone and chirp during the podcast.
And there's going to be an argument on the podcast between the two of them. Yeah.
And I hope he doesn't listen to that.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, no, well, it's going to be awesome, yeah. I actually did really enjoy your interview with Toronto Batman, mostly because it wasn't an interview. He just kind of took the mic, started yelling things.
It was,
and I honestly thought that Toronto Robin was being held against his will. Like, it looks like he's a kidnapped child.
Yeah.
Who's just like,
there was an Amber Alert.
Robin Alert.
Basically.
That was a WWE interview, is what that was.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Stone Cold Steve Austin challenging The Undertaker to a fucking.
And if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it because it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Crap.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Anyway, Laura, yours?
All right, yeah.
Okay, well, one of mine was going to be filming the Toronto Batman interview, because trying to keep a straight face through filming that was, like,
impossible, staggering.
Well,
you did better than Mike.
Every time I rewatch the first 10 seconds of that interview, I start crying. I'm Toronto Batman, Jesus Christ. Like, it kills me every time.
God.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And my other favorite moment was actually, didn't happen to me, but it happened to Trevor, and he told me about it, Which was?
Ran into a former boss of mine for a site I wrote for. I'm not going to say names or anything, but...
Because we're professionals.
Well,
I'm not a professional, guys.
Neither am I.
But ran into her, and we said hi, and all that jazz, and she saw my press pass. She's like, how'd you get press pass? I'm like, because I'm on a site that actually writes content and doesn't fail. Fuck off. And then she stormed away. I'm like, all right, bye. And she deleted me from Facebook just recently.
Gabe.
There you go.
I just remember.
So wait, did she not have a press pass?
No.
No.
She did not.
Because you know why? She's not part of TYG.
Yeah. We are a crack team of professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm on.
We're SEAL Team 6, technically.
Oh, Lord. So can I do mine? Do you want to go?
No, no.
You weren't even there.
No, but this is the best idea ever. So... I just want to like point this out because this is the only contribution I made at the Fan Expo, and it was like,
you made more than that. You were
okay. This is only like this is the best one, hands down. So before Fan Expo, we were like due to internal team shit, we had like no idea what we were doing because we're all a bunch of lazy slops, and not anymore though. But we were, and then so we couldn't get business cards made up in time, and there was this whole issue with printing or whatever. So we didn't have cards to hand out at Fan Expo, and we were kind of screwed. So I actually convinced Mark that he should, you know, somehow procure small cups and painstakingly write the website, like, URL on the cups and then hand these cups to people at Fan Expo. And he literally did it because Mark's bomb. And that's all I have to say. That's bomb. I'm amazing and you're all welcome.
So if you got a TYG cup, it's a collector's item.
Yeah.
There's only a few of those.
We're going to be coming up with chrome cups called Excellence
Handmade.
Cups.
Handmade.
Excellence cups.
Excellence cups?
Yeah, don't worry. Some all people right. Piss excellence. You need to store it somewhere.
Okay. I guess I'll, at this point, I will talk about my favorite Fan Expo moment, or perhaps moments. There's really only two that I found somewhat interesting. The first one was basically just on, I believe, Friday. I don't know. It might have been Saturday. Where I was running around the show floor getting photos of people dressed up. And I was taking it pretty seriously. You know, anyone who I saw in a pretty cool costume, I would ask them, like, can I take a photo? And I would snap a shot. But there was this one guy on the show floor who was super serious about taking photos, man. He was running from cosplayer to cosplayer. Like, he'd see, like, some two girls that looked like they were, you know, they were very good-looking girls in a nice costume. And he would jet towards them and take a picture. He's like, can I get a picture? They're like, sure, I guess. He's like, done. All right, next fucking target. He was zooming across the show floor. It was hilarious.
Did you say he was Asian?
He was, in fact, Asian.
Was he, like, does he dress as Frank West from Dead Rising?
No, he wasn't.
Because when he's running around, it sounds like it.
It sounded like Frank West, but no, he wasn't Frank West. He was running all, you know, maybe he was. I just didn't notice it. But he was running all over the place. He had an SLR.
Wow. It was hard to notice with how fast he was running. It was like blur only.
Exactly. But the other thing, that this was just this was just an interesting moment where, like, it was, like, sometime... This was the day where, what are they called, the 41st Legion or whatever the heck? 501st Legion. They were doing this whole presentation thing, but I didn't know what was going on because I was covering panels and stuff. And then all of a sudden I just get this text from Lorenzo. I don't know when he sent it because, my God, texting was very...
painful?
Painful, or even just any form of communication was painful in that. But all I got was like, you know, the 501st Legion is on this area. I'm like... He's just like, go. I'm like, okay, where the fuck am I? I'm like on the opposite end of the convention center. So I'm like,
you're basically
weaving
in hell.
Yeah, I basically like weave through all these people. I'm like, oh shit, gotta get there. I get to there. There's no way you can get a good shot. And I look up. I see all these like people on a different level where it's like, okay, how do I get there? So I go up another level. I go through like a fire escape thing to get to a different area, to a balcony where I'm taking photos of these guys. So...
James Bond?
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that goddamn picture.
I figured... Yeah, I hope you enjoyed... Oh, there's three of them, actually. There's a couple of them. One, I was actually leaning over the edge. Someone could easily have killed me by just saying, hey, guess what? Guess what? Flip, you're dead. The 501st Legion would have seen a pancake fall on top of them. But, yeah, that was an interesting moment where it was just like, hey, I'm fucking running all over the convention center trying to get pictures of these stormtroopers. But I liked how, like, when you try to get near them, they were like, no, stay back, sir. They had people who were actually... hurting people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really cool moment.
Like a bunch of
shit. I don't like Star Wars anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, well. Shit, George Lucas wasn't there, otherwise it would burned down.
Well, they had shirts that said fuck Lucas.
Yeah, there's a shirt that said I was gonna buy one.
Mm-hmm.
We should have bought one. We should have that on our t-shirts.
Anyway. Just in general, like every shirt we make just has fuck Lucas at the bottom.
Yep.
No, it should have EA sucks.
Yes, perhaps. Jesus. Alright, anyone else got any moments they want to talk about that they hadn't thought of?
I think you covered me. I'm good.
I have one weird moment.
Uh-oh. Go for it. Weird moments
all
are good.
All 4 days, I got chased by this damn fucking Dalek.
Oh, that Dalek?
Yeah, the green one that was, like, big and, like, going around. Every time that thing saw me, it would literally chase me around.
Sorry, what's a Dalek?
From Doctor Who.
The robots were, like,
they pretty much exterminate. Yeah, they exterminate and they blow things up and, yeah.
They kill the MC at the masquerade.
Yeah.
But apparently they do that every year, so whatever.
But, yeah, that thing, every time it saw me, no matter where I was on the showroom floor, I see it turn the corner and come towards me.
Were those things in costumes or?
Yeah, there's actual people in there.
So there was people inside those things. So, moving on with the topic of Fan Expo, I actually didn't go to Fan Expo last year, at least not very much. I only went to one day. But I know the year before last year, so 2 years ago, was actually a complete shit show. So I want to know what you guys have been to previous Fan Expos, right?
Yep.
All right. How do you guys think this Fan Expo compared to the previous couple of Fan Expos?
Way, way better. More content, more celebrities.
A lot more video gaming.
Yep.
A lot more video gaming.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this expo seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year.
We were there.
So, yeah, I've been to the last four Fan Expos, and the first couple were okay. I mean, I can't remember. I think it was 3 years ago now that it was an absolute disaster when it was in the North Building, and it was like...
Yeah, it was in the smaller venue.
Yeah, it was absolutely atrociously terrible bad. But this year, I have to say, Fan Expo stepped up their game massively. There was a lot more content. It was a lot better organized. The only day when it was an absolute kind of clusterfuck for getting around was Saturday, which you're never going to avoid. But, there was a lot more gaming content. It was, there was even more space in the vendor aisles. It was easier to get around through the corridors. Overall, I was really impressed with Fan Expo this year. And even the quality of the cosplays was, I think, a notch above previous years. And the Q&A panels were awesome. And there was a lot of really great panels going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there was... In fact, my criticism would be that there was too much going on that you couldn't get to all the events you wanted to because there's just so much shit going on, it was impossible.
Yeah, which is why we recorded a bunch of panels. So if you missed any, you could go ahead and watch them on our website, guys.
Even then, all the panels we got are still like a relative drop in the bucket compared to the amount of panels that went on.
Yeah, right? There was at any given time, especially on Saturday and Friday and Saturday, there was like three interesting panels going on at the same time.
Right.
So we need a bigger team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed
or
myself.
More of it to show up.
Aside from the sleep deprivation, I think I enjoyed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too.
We'll check back with Jay when he, like, comes out of his stupor.
I'm still in my stupor. I'm not even going to lie. I mean, at one point I thought I saw a Pikachu Gundam, but apparently it was real.
Yeah, that was a real
thing. I have a photo of it. I think I took a picture of it. I think I was the one who took the photo. I was like, what's going on? Fucking Pikachus.
Honestly, the Fear and Loathing in Fan Expo, that was Chase's whole experience.
Fear and Loathing?
Oh my god, that was awesome.
I did. That, basically... I don't know, I just had nothing but caffeine in me, and then every once in a while I went to a coffee place and put more caffeine in me. It was kind of messed up, guys.
Yeah, and when you die, the site will no longer exist, and people will know why.
What?
And the prompter's fucked up again. We're sorry.
Alright, on that note, we've been recording for quite some time anyways. We've had a lot of Fan Expo coverage, we still got more coming, but by the time this is up, maybe that's already out. So, I don't know. Look forward to more Fan Expo coverage. We're going to show up more next year. We don't have any questions this week.
But I was just going to add that regardless of when this podcast gets released versus when the stuff goes on the site, you can check the sticky that will be at the top of our site for the next couple of weeks, which has links to all of our individual Fan Expo coverage in any way, shape, or form.
And that'll probably be up there until we do another event, and then we'll replace it.
Which will be soon.
Exactly. Yeah. But yes, we're reining the show in. We're going to end it. We don't have any questions, but if you have questions... Well, we don't have any questions this week, but if you have questions for us, send them to podcast@thatsyourgarbage.com.
That is our website. Yeah.
Or you could post them in the comment thread for the podcast. You could also send us questions via Twitter @thatsyourgarbage. And check out our stuff at www.thatsyourgarbage.com.
And let us know if you saw us at Fan Expo.
Yes. Well, you didn't see him, but you saw
the rest of us.
Yes.
I'm the spirit of TYG. I don't actually exist. I only materialized for podcasts.
Shit, now they know.